KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska's U.S. senators are split over President Trump's decision to send Marines to Los Angeles in response to protests there, some of them violent. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says the U.S. military should not be mobilized against Americans.
Our laws say exactly that. Our military are to be used to protect us from foreign threats, but not within our own country.
California officials have asked a judge to restrict the troops to just guarding federal properties and not exercising police powers. Murkowski says even if that's all the Marines are doing, the appearance is still not good. And she says the violence among some of the protesters is terrible too.
It needs to be condemned at every level, but there are ways that the government responds, and most notably, by the state initially. So I have great concerns with what we've seen unfold in LA.
Murkowski is one of the few Republican senators willing to publicly criticize some of Trump's actions. So she and Senator Dan Sullivan split on a wide range of issues. Sullivan declined to take a question when asked in a Senate hallway.
Talk to me about the Marine deployments in Los Angeles. No?
Sullivan's office, though, issued a statement noting that the protesters have destroyed property and attacked law enforcement officers, including agents trying to enforce immigration laws. Sullivan's statement goes on to say, quote, "The senator believes it is appropriate and lawful to deploy the National Guard and the Marines to protect federal law enforcement officers and federal property." Alaska Congressman Nick Begich's office did not immediately respond to an emailed question on the subject. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
After an Anchorage Superior Court judge struck down a state program that kills bears in order to help caribou hunters, the Alaska Board of Game is proposing a new version of the program. The Alaska Beacon reports the board will meet in July to consider changing the state's predator control program to allow the killing of brown and black bears in addition to wolves to aid in the recovery of the Mulchatna caribou herd. The Mulchatna caribou herd's population has declined dramatically in recent decades. The Alaska Wildlife Alliance filed suit against the state in 2023. That case resulted in a court order against the state, which attempted to continue the bear kills through an emergency regulation. The court is now considering whether it should hold state officials in contempt. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
First National Bank Alaska, offering a one-solution, tailored approach for your financial needs. From banking and loans to investments and more, helping Alaskans shape a brighter tomorrow. More at fmbalaska.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose certified designers work to protect occupants through the design of code-compliant and accessible environments. Learn more at cidq.org/NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The two largest homeless camps in Anchorage are scheduled to be cleared out next week. Mayor Suzanne LaFrance says the city is doing lots of outreach to get people into shelters and housing before then, but some campers aren't interested. Alaska Public Media's Hannah Floor talked to two friends who don't want to leave their tight-knit community at Mountain View Snow Dump.
Lucille Williams has a full-length mirror in her tent, propped up against a clothing rack.
I was trying to keep myself up, like, trying to do my hair, doing my nails.
Says she's always been that way. It didn't change when she became homeless, but other things did.
I used to be really freaking bitter and angry all the time.
She says she's softened since living in the camp. She's slowly discovered she's a people person. She credits the change to her friends, like Brian Vaughn. He's sitting cross-legged on the carpeted floor of her tent, trying to remember just how long they've known each other.
God, what's it been, 7 years? 8 years? Been doing this? Holy crap, yeah.
They've both been living in the Mountain View snow dump about 3 years. It's one of the largest camps in Anchorage. But now they have to figure out what to do next. They can't stay. None of the campers can. The city is officially clearing the area on June 17th. City officials say they're trying to move people into shelter beds and other housing before then. But Vaughn and Williams say those officials are missing the point. Their relationships are more important to them than housing. They don't want to be split up.
It's comfortable here. It makes me feel like I'm okay. Like, I'm actually, like, a lot more okay now.
Vaughn and Williams' tents are about 30 feet apart, part of the whole big cluster. Vaughn has been homeless since he got out of jail about a decade ago. Williams doesn't want to talk about the details of what happened with her. She just says at the time she was trying to be stubborn. She's sitting on her twin bed, a stack of foam pads. She leans over to the nightstand and picks up a framed pencil sketch of an older man. Her dad, she says. He died of cancer 3 years ago this October. He'd come out to the snow dump to visit her, bring food and propane. Williams says she managed to make it to his medical appointments. That was Vaughn's doing.
He was on top of it before I was even trying to figure it out. He already had it figured out.
And she says Vaughn was there for her after he died.
The hardest thing that ever happened, like, and he always made sure that, you know, that everything was good, and I always made sure everything was going to be okay.
She says those close friendships make life easier, sometimes even better than before she lost her housing. She says she still struggles with depression and she likes to drink. For the first time in her life, she feels like people understand her. Everyone around her has gone through something similar, so she doesn't feel judged. The LaFrance administration says they're prioritizing getting campers into shelters and housing in groups so they don't have to leave their friends and family. But William says their group is too big.
We talked about, like, if we had a choice, who we'd bring, like, but we can't leave anybody out. So we're trying to figure out, like, what to do.
Vaughn is the unofficial leader of the group, so people are looking to him to figure out what comes next.
I've got a lot of people just counting on me to make the right decision, and I'm scared I'm going to make the wrong one.
I don't think he can make the wrong one because everybody looks up to him.
William says no matter what, they'll stick together. In Anchorage, I'm Hannah Floor.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
No sense in staying inside
if the weather's fine.
And good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. It's another day in paradise, of course. No wind again. That time of year when the wind seems to cease, or at least pretty much go away. That's nice for us when we get on the water and go fishing. But it's not to say it's not going to blow at all. But yeah, a little bit of rain. It's pretty warm today. It's supposed to get to 63 in Ketchikan. They always kind of have us beat normally as far as temperature goes. But anyway, you guys been following the LA demonstrations? You know, riots, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. What do you think? If the National Guard wasn't there, would the town be reduced to being torched in flames like it was in, 2020? Was that what it was when things went awry? Boy, I don't know. It's something interesting to see and follow, starting to erupt everywhere else in this great land of ours. Just have to kick back and see what happens. I don't know what the answer is, but keeping law and order, I think, is number one. Any plans for any demonstrations up this way? Just give me a call at the radio station here. And I can't imagine it. I really can't. Anyway, it's good to be on air today. I stayed up late last night. If you watch regular TV, if you don't have cable, but they had a really good show on Vietnam, the Ken Burns one. I don't think I've seen it before because it all looked new. I don't think it was over till 1, so I don't know. I slept in a little bit today. Normally I get up at 5. I didn't get up till 7 today. But great show. And when it brought back, you know, I'm, 75, born in 1950, so this is 69, 70, and I'm 19, 20 years old when all this stuff was going on. I lived through it. I didn't serve. I didn't think it was a good idea. I didn't believe the war was a just cause by any stretch of anyone's imagination. I couldn't understand why in the heck we were doing it. In 71, when the Pentagon Papers came out, you know, I knew I was right, without a doubt, but I still supported the guys that went. I was there with them, and I was for them, and I was upset when people rallied against them when they came back. Heck, I'd be the guy to pick them up at the airport. They're my buddies. You know, they were doing what they believed was a service, and I could not counter that. I have my beliefs. They have theirs. We're in a free country. We can believe whatever, you know, and that's a good thing. Nice to see. It really is. You know, we have people on one side of the fence and we have people on the other side of the fence. Some people are, you know, right on top of the fence looking both ways. We have that right. We're not all stuck into a mold that we have to follow. And it's something about being an American. It's just absolutely great. Anyway, I had to share that with you. It's been on my mind a lot lately. And I hope it's on your mind, you know, what is patriotism and, you know, and all that stuff. It's something good to dwell on. It's like dwelling on God, you know. It's like, that's another one that's never that far from my thoughts. If I'm thinking about something else, doing something else, like whatever, you know, and when I'm no longer engaged in that particular mental activity, my thoughts are turned to God. I mean, even St. Paul says, pray unceasingly, and that's pretty much what I try to do. And I've been doing it for so long, it becomes automatic. I mean, not to say I'm a perfect person. I'm not. I mean, my goodness, I'm flawed. I sin. You know, I'm imperfect. But it's a wonderful thing to know that we're not alone in this universe, or has a creator, or is a first cause. Anyway, I'll quit rambling on here about political politics and religion. That's at least I'm not in a bar. I can say that here, as long as I don't take a side, which I try not to do. I just, on the, as far as the God thing, on the side of the fact that he does exist. I mean, I have to take that stance no matter what. And anyway, I gotta go on. I could probably just ramble on here forever on this, but Dolly Parton seems to be a little bit more entertaining than me right now with a piece called Fuel to the Flame. After that, Philip Eastman Family with If Only Merle Knew. That's a piece I had to load on here because I think I remember. I'm not sure. I'm going to find out here in about 5 or 6 minutes if I remember that one. And then the great Bonnie Raitt. I'm going to play a lot of her stuff here in a few days. I've been doing a little bit of research on Bonnie. She's quite a country star. Her father was a great musician too. Did a lot of the old show business, let's say, the musicals on TV, like "Oh Oklahoma" every night, you know, "Miami, Honey." Anyway, I'm not going to sing the song because I forgot the words. Anyway, here's Dolly.
When we're alone, your kisses make me weep. You must know how I feel, but do you feel the same? Every time you kiss me, you add fuel to the flame.
Have known those big wheels past us coming, his working man blues. Well, me and mine have heard it too. If Merle only knew, if Merle only knew how I love to hear him sing, and how I long to hear him singing one of my refrains. I'd give the world if he heard a song of mine or two, and I'd like to think he would if Merle only knew. Yes, I'd like to think he would if Merle only knew.
These final hours
Keep it on the slow side here just for a little while longer. That's some three by Kathy Mattea, Further and Further, Asking Us to Dance, and Standing Knee Deep in a River and Dying of Thirst.
I can see the place where I came from. I can hear those sounds right now. I can find the path I used to run and believe I still know how. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision, I keep those scenes at bay. And I can see the place where I came from, slipping further and further away. I can feel the way I used to feel when the world was small and green, and you sang a song of soft appeal, and I curled into my dream. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision, I keep those scenes at bay. And I can feel the way I used to feel, slipping further and further away. And faster, I'm not losing track. Oh, I'm afraid that something's forgotten, so I keep looking back. I can hear the songs you used to sing. I can swear I won't let go. You were strong and you knew everything back before I had to know. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision, I keep those scenes at bay. And I can hear the songs you used to sing, slipping further and further away. Yes, I can hear the songs you used to sing, slipping further. Away. there's a full moon up and rising, and there's a whisper of a breeze blowing through the tangled silver hanging from the cypress trees. There's a river made of moonlight flowing clear across the lake, and there's a million stars just waiting to fall for any wish we make. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't all that often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. There'll be time enough tomorrow to get back to our daily bread, but there's something about this evening that's put this notion in my head that heaven and the earth are meeting tonight upon this very spot. And all the things on earth worth having, the things that we've already got. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't very often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance.
I could count on one hand, with a leftover finger or two. I took them for granted, let them all slip away. Now where they are, I wish I knew. They roll by just like water, and I guess we never learn. Go through life parched and empty, standing knee deep in a river and dying of thirst. Sometimes I remember sweethearts I've known. Some I've forgotten, I suppose. One or two still linger. Oh, and I wonder now why I ever let them go. They roll by sidewalk is crowded, the city goes by, and I rush through another day. And a world full of strangers turn their eyes to me, but I just look the other way. They're all mine, just like water, and I guess we never learn. Go through life parched and empty, standing knee deep in a river and dying of thirst. They roll by just like water, and I guess we.
Yeah, I'll turn it over to George Jones. Here we have one of his big hits I haven't heard in years, Possum Holler. And then Wrong Side of the World. After that, with You Gotta Be My Baby, all by George Jones.
As time goes by, the tales grow taller
about Possum
and Possum Holler.
As a young man, I go a-courting with my sweetheart named Sally Blair. Down the mountain to Possum Holler, accidentally I'd find her waiting there. She'd tell her mama she's picking blossoms by the moonlight, so sweet and fair. And I'd tell Daddy I'm a hunting possum, and take off grinning and slicking down my hair.
As time goes by, the tales grow taller
about Possum
and Possum Holler.
Then one evening in Possum Holler, Sally's daddy stopped all my fun, and we got married in Possum Holler, just me and Sally, her daddy and his gun. Now when I see a possum hunter, young and handsome and a smelling fair, well I just lean back, bust out laughing, 'cause I know there ain't no possums there.
As time goes by, the tales grow taller
about possums
in Possum Holler.
About possums
in Possum Holler.
I woke up on the wrong side of the world.
Last night I went to sleep and thought the world was fine. The day had been a perfect day and you were mine. But somewhere between dusk and dawn, the earth, it tumbled and twirled.
I woke up on the wrong side of the world.
The sun has not arrived, the moon is still out there. The seas refuse to change the tide while you're not here. 'Cause somewhere between dusk and dawn, the earth, it tumbled and twirled.
I woke up on the wrong side of the world.
'Cause you were gone, my life was changed. 'Cause
loves rearranged. Tonight before I go to sleep, I'll ask this prayer. Please turn the earth around so when I wake, she's there. Cause somewhere between dusk and dawn, the earth that tumbled and twirled. I woke up on the wrong side of the world. I woke up on the wrong side of the world.
You said you'd be my baby, now I know that you're my baby, but it seems to me that you've got to roll high. If you want to be my baby, then you've got to be my baby. You can't keep a finger in two different pies. I remember how you pleaded when you told me that you needed all my love, and I believe without a doubt. If you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby, and you gotta leave them kissing cousins out. Cause when you're high-stepping, I'm a-crawling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, then you've gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine. Heard there was another, so I went and asked your mother if anybody hung around but me. Well, I got no satisfaction, so now I can't take no action, but I think that I'll just hang around and see. If you're gonna be my baby, then you've gotta be my baby. You've gotta come to me and tell me so. If you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby. I'm tired of waiting around, so let me know. Cause when you're high-stepping, I'm a-crawling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine.
Little Johnny Horton's next with Honky Tonk Hardwood Floor, and then Lost Highway. After that, we'll turn it over to Johnny Cash, and that might take us to the top of the hour. We have the Night Hank Williams Came to Town, and the Ballad of Ira Hayes, and maybe Mel Tillis will do it. Coca-Cola Cop. We'll find out here.
Squeaking, the guitars are speaking, the piano plays a jelly roll. The man on the drums is far from dumb, and the bassman, he plays from his soul. The tables are quaking and your nerves are shaky, but you keep on begging for more. You keep having your fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. You keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. There's a waitress handy, and she don't sell candy, and she don't sell soda pop. There's a fat bartender who is there to serve you if you really want to blow your top. If you got no money, then there's your little honey. She's the gal that you adore. So keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. You keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk. honky tonk part with Flo. On Sunday, on Monday, you're feeling sore. You got two black eyes that you picked up from a little guy the night before. So you swear off for drinking, but when you get to thinking about the good times you had before, you keep a having it on your lucky son of a gun on a honky tonk hardwood floor. On a honky tonk hardwood floor. On a honky tonk hardwood floor. You keep a having it on your lucky son of a gun on a honky tonk hardwood floor.
Lost Highway.
I'm a rolling stone. All alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, he's just another guy on the lost highway. I was just a lad, 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray, or to feed the cost on the lost highway. Boys, don't start to run around on this road of sin. Are you sorrow-bound? Take my advice, or you'll curse the day. Started rolling down that lost highway.
Harry Truman was our president. A Coke and burger cost you 30 cents. I was still in love with Mavis Brown. On the night Hank Williams came to town, I Love Lucy debuted on TV. That was one big event we didn't see, 'cause no one stayed at home for miles around. It was the night Hank Williams came to town. Mama ironed my shirt and Daddy let me take the truck. I drove on out to Grapevine and picked old Mavis up. We hit that county line for one quick round. On the night Hank Williams came to town, 1,000 people sweltered in the gym. Then I heard someone whisper, "Hey, that's him." That's when the crowd let out this deafening sound. It was the night Hank Williams came to town.
from the light, cheating heart, I saw the light. And how'd they get Miss Audrey in that gown?
On the night Hank Williams came to town. Mavis had her picture made with Hank out by his car. She said he sure is humble for a grand old opera star. Mavis said, why don't we hang around? It ain't often that Hank Williams comes to town. While Hank signed his autograph on Beulah Reisner's fan, Mavis got acquainted with the drifting cowboys band. The effect on all our lives was quite profound. On the night Hank Williams came to town.
Remember, friends and neighbors, Hank Williams and all the drifting cowboys will be at the high school gym in person for one show only this Saturday night. The big 2-hour show starts at 7:30. Tickets are just $1.50. You get your money's worth the first 15 minutes, and the rest is free. That's Saturday night. Advance tickets on sale now at Renfro's Drugstore, Donut Heaven, and here at the radio station.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Lyra Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him Drunken Lyra Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Smiling.